That's what we heal the world. Well, it's interesting. The wire's not picking that up. They're not picking up what I thought was a classic, which was the. I know many of you guys that have to write it, but the. I know it makes some of you guys to write that crazy piece without it, but it would have been a dishonor if you went on. Oh, brilliant. And of course, the wires are not up there, Josh. We'll see what the press is. But the wires are not playing. Well, now they're playing the press conference, but they're.
Well, I don't know about that.
Yeah, well, they're
not playing yet. They wouldn't even just come yet.
They haven't. There hasn't been much of it. There's a little bit, yeah, a little bit. But
I didn't know that.
Well, the embassy one is very important. And he said, I'm not talking about the. Square, but I'm talking about criminal penalties when they will serve for violating the law, then we'll let them back. Otherwise, marvelous. The other one I thought was great was the country club in Billiton. That one right by a lot of the kids.
Oh, you mean about
the interest rate?
Standard than I think you need to. I wonder if we don't. I talked to Paul about that last year.
questions he didn't want to answer, and he would answer it with a joke and brush it off, and always go to the other side of the room.
I'm always responsive. And I just wonder maybe if we
Well, you know the five or six areas that they got profiled. You are always in command of those. And if you get a fluke like the executive privilege, then the easy answer is it was properly built under these circumstances. And if you were confused about my position, I'll be glad to issue a policy statement in writing on a very complex subject that involves the operations of the government, period, and move on to something else. If that were done on live television, you'd have no problem at all. If you catch a question that you're not expecting, it's easy enough to get rid of it and go to something you want. I mean, you have the ability to take, like that impoundment of funds question and turn it around into a just marvelous, the same way Jefferson did, and Jackson did, and Truman did. And then go with the tactic, which is something you wanted to say. And I think you can do that anytime on live prime time television. As a matter of fact, you can do it easier because the press are self-conscious when they know they're on camera, and they'll read their past questions in advance. We know pretty much what they'll ask. In a half hour, you really only can deal with four or five subjects as well. And they'll, you know what, you know the points you want to make, and that's all. But that's really all it can.
People don't sit and keep score the way we do. You know, they don't look at the issue.
Well, the crack you made, you know, about I'm not gonna speculate about their motives.
I have not trouble. I'm asking you the same thing in Georgetown.
Devastating, because you give them the opening act to play all kinds of, like the New York Times did. In fact, that quote has been picked up out of his press conference more than anything else he said.
Otherwise, very, very fine.
Well, learned
because of that. Learned something to us.
No, I was just on Conley. I was prepping him for his Today Show tomorrow. And I just said, you know, John, the trouble with Henry is that there was an opportunity that any of us would have sawed off our left arms to have to walk out there and say, this president bravely withstood the pressures of 4 years. Oh, well, he's all primed to say that tomorrow. He'll do a great job for it. And
I have read it.
I learned that.
All the rush, because we're at the
Oh, yeah. Well, but you'll take any little thing that's coming.
What do you got?
Don't worry about it. With Connolly, I did mention to him
head of the towns would be the fifth man, because Tommy has been weighing in heavily on us and had stronger representation of the Shah, stronger representation in the Far East and the Mid East and so on. And I said that you had hopes for Helms. That if Helms worked out, he would be the answer. If he didn't, then we'd have to have a substitute. But that we had high hopes for Helms going out there. He will talk to you about an increase in research and development for energy. The budget this year is up 20% over last year. But I have said to Scoop Jackson that he should not think that is the final word on research and development. And that we'd be prepared to go more when it could be demonstrated that we could spend money on our own. Now, Connolly's argument is the same as Jackson's, that if our R&D budget is high, that will tend to drive down the price of Mid East oil. And so he's for higher R&D. And so that's what that's all about. With Heath here, there could be an opportunity for you and Heath to discuss the problem of Iran if he's primed to do so. I would raise it if I were you, but it's conceivable that it could come up. And if it does, it's very touching, because the Shah on one hand and Saudi Arabia on the other are whipsawing these companies. They're driving it up. They're not working together, as it turns out. But they're each playing the companies off against the deal with the other banks. And it's going up and up and up. And you cannot deal with one leg of that problem without also dealing with the other leg. So be very cautious about Heath carrying the hot for his British companies in this thing. Don't try and avoid any firm understanding within the moves of this or that or the other thing. Tommy also mentioned this trust plan, Blue Dart, Gulf and Western.
Jesus Christ.
And he's been down here peddling a problem that they have in the acquisition of A&P. The Justice Department is holding them off because they can't get enough information about the deal, and Blue Dart won't come forward with the information that they need. And Tommy has shopped it to Clyde's, he shopped it to me. He's got a guy that shopped it to our trust guy, Kuiper. And they have asked us to intervene with the Federal Trade Commission, which we've all refused to do because I've got Joe Patton who will round, so we tried to, it's too risky. But he may feel that he's not been well received at the Justice Department. The only thing you can say is that I've discussed this with you, you're aware of it, and that it encouraged his client to turn over as much information as possible to the Justice Department so we can give him a favorable ruling. They've been very acute with us on the amount of information that's come. And that's really all I can tell you on that. He's been supporting you lately. I got a message, and I want to just check on this Time Magazine dinner about the powers of the Congress. I've had a message from you before that I was to go in the administration. Now the message I have is that I should cancel out, and that's fine with me.
What is it?
It's tonight.
Got that in the
something we can lodge in her account, because she's actually right about the president, and she's not gonna find out anything about the president. Anybody sitting with Sapphire Lake, there's nobody else accounting, Klein Deli, that's right. But you're judging her, but I understand, I don't believe, I don't want to get petty or anything that backfires on us, but on the, other hand, I feel that with time, and this week, I think that we're able to finish this week. Just that, with time, that there's a special reason, we've done so much for that, good God, and has done their advertising, now I've done their advertising, so you have it down here, you know, you just get the fuck to that. That you say, well, isn't our time spent a little bit better with other people? You got my point, sir. Now, what's your difference? Here it comes. I'm in a relationship with them where they know I disapprove of them. So we would not be here. I mean, your signal for you to cancel out.
I mean, you told them already to disapprove of them.
Oh, I have it consistently. So there's no mystery about my opinion about you. I met with her in the tour board, for instance. We ended up all shouting at each other, and we've had this kind of arm's length relationship. And so, my going, or not going, is a skin on my nose in that conversation. If anyone said, no, I'm in a relationship, I'm also investigating it. Included, my computer would be that we were doing something to deliver. At a late hour in my, so I think I would go, and then I would just cool it from all on, you know. They indicate that the desires for all the righteous and the rest. Well, they've done this, they've invited George and me to a conference on energy, that we aren't going to do that again, right? Fine, do this, and that's easy to get out. Let me say that I read this case, John, I think another guy. You're thinking of that Navy fellow that talks about ash. Yeah. See, this has to do with 4 years back. You see, I had two names.
Yeah, it's my fault. It wasn't, of course, I had
no problem. No question. No problem. But I had to back up. This one of their secrets. Here's what we've done. Just so you can deal with it. The only procedure is if a cabinet officer wants to invoke executive privilege, he refers to the attorney general.
Yeah.
Says, I won't answer the question now. Refers to the attorney general. Yeah. Eventually comes to you if it's meritorious. So I have to quote. That's right. And so what we're saying is, by the language that Stevens used, he was beginning that process. The hearing goes on. Meantime, he has referred to the Attorney General. Attorney General's going to look at it and make a decision as to whether he should answer the question or not. And you were aware of this fact, and you acquiesced in the procedure being started. You made no final ruling.
You've given me off the hook a little bit.
But that's right.
Well, basically, I said a little more than that. I said,
now, you were actually pretty good when you read it. The start of her,
I understood what it was, and I approved it. I was aware of the case, yeah, which I was.
Harlow had raised it with me, I think.
That's correct. I did way back.
Early morning, so did Mollenhoff, interestingly enough. This guy, Siemens, had talked to both Mollenhoff and Harlow here. And I believe that at one time or another, they both talked to you about it, but Harlow particularly talked to me about it. But see, one backhand. Whether or not he should be, well, he really wasn't fired. He was sort of transferred into a non-existent job.
Harlow didn't shoot.
Oh, didn't he? Yeah.
Well, yeah.
But I thought he was a thorn in everybody's side.
Yeah. Well, the point was not that he was complaining about the overruns, but that he was doing it in public.
That's the point, and cutting up his superiors.
That's right.
Yeah.
And frankly, not taking orders.
Well, I've got a memo here in which the facts of the whole Fitzgerald thing.
Why don't you put it out? And just put out the procedure and so forth and so on. And on the other thing, maybe if the with your second privilege one, just let it go. If you want, just let it go.
I'd rather have Ron just give it to Clark and let him run with it. And turn him off.
Yes, I'm getting away. Here's the reason I'm good with Clark. We know that he's been bitching about a lot of things and so forth and so on. And they think they're around here simply because somebody bitches. In other words, I don't want people to get the impression that somebody has to be 100% John. I guess nobody around here, nobody on our side would ever be 100%, except maybe Greg Madeline. And we just want what we want. And nothing leads on the phone, say there was a fish off on it, and I wanted to do something recently, but too bad. I said, how would I say do something to fail this? And I said, he doesn't have to be 100%. The, at least on off doesn't have a double standard. But I said, the other thing is that if you don't, you can play it. If you don't, if you can just say the hell with you because he's embarrassing us, then it looks that it gives the wrong kind of signal to people that are always against us.
Yeah,
other words, let me hear my point.
No, I'm saying,
let me see this. Alyssa Gore, an Osmar, a Whitcover, I mean, they're on the field, sight. Those I would do anything for. It isn't worth getting one good out of ten. That's not enough because that just builds their credibility. But I'm on off. Who now and then will live, who's just basically a goddamn good reporter. We make mistakes. They're going to take us longer to legally go. That's my theory, and I said, oh, okay. And also, I think it's realistic. I was going to be able to keep him, in our relations with the press, we have so few who will give us half a break that we simply have. The people in the center or the halfway on the sky
channel.
Yeah. Would you agree with this or not?
I know you don't agree. Well, how do you take them on balance and play for the odds? And when the odds are stacked against you, you don't play. When you get an even break, when you do.
Sure, you've been trained.